Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 15th, 2025, and we have a great mix of retail headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
RTL brings three new restaurants to Williamsburg's growing food scene. Williamsburg continues its evolution into one of New York City's trendiest food and beverage destinations, with RTL securing three new restaurants in the neighborhood. These deals bring over 5,000 square feet of curated culinary experiences, including a brand new concept from the team behind Nobody Told Me, an all-day cafe and wine bar called Pally, and Matsunori Sushi Club. RTL's executive vice president and partner Michael Shkreli and associate Eli Gold brokered the transactions, ensuring these new additions align with the area's vibrant energy. These openings reflect the exceptional growth Williamsburg has seen in recent years, driven by top-quality retailers and F&B establishments, shaping the character and rhythm of Brooklyn and beyond. Online firearms retailer Grab-A-Gun completes business combination and will begin trading on NYSE July 16th. Grab-A-Gun Digital Holdings, Inc., a fast-growing online retailer of firearms and ammunition, has completed a business combination with Columbia Acquisition Corp. II. The combined company will begin trading on the NYSE under the tickers PEW and BEW on July 16th. With over $179 million in gross proceeds, Grab-A-Gun plans to accelerate growth and acquisition plans. Donald Trump Jr. joins the board of directors, highlighting shareholders' confidence in the company and the Second Amendment movement. CEO Mark Namati expressed excitement for the future, emphasizing Grab-A-Gun's mission to revolutionize the shooting sports industry. Quickset debuts Sora Knob as latest addition to Signature Series. Quickset introduces the Sora Knob as the newest addition to its Signature Series line. This timeless, traditionally styled doorknob features a refined silhouette with step detailing, available in matte black, satin nickel, and satin brass finishes. The Sora collection includes keyed entry, passage, privacy, and dummy functions, as well as a combo pack, making it versatile for various spaces. With Microban antimicrobial protection, surfaces stay 99.9% cleaner. The knobs are built with Quickset's precision interior for sturdy performance. Smart Key Security offers bump and pick resistant protection with easy DIY rekeying. Priced at $22.99, the Sora Knob collection is now available through Quickset's network of dealers and distributors.
Brooklyn's investment sales volume totaled $3.25 billion across 453 transactions in 1HD 2025. Ariel Property Advisors report shows Brooklyn's investment sales volume reached $3.25 billion across 453 transactions in the first half of 2025, as reported by Ariel Property Advisors. This marks a 4% increase in transaction volume and a 2% decrease in dollar volume compared to the same period in 2024. Development land values hit a record high at $313 per BSF, driven by initiatives like City of Yes, indicating strong confidence in Brooklyn's growth. The multifamily market saw a 10% increase in transaction volume and a 14% increase in dollar volume, with smaller, free market buildings becoming a focus for investors. Industrial transactions decreased by 21%, while retail sales surged by 16%, driven by institutional investments in prime locations like Williamsburg.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.